I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You know how you always want to know about everyone else's money? On the podcast What We Spend, guests will, for 1 week, tell us everything they spend their money on.
My son slammed $6 worth of blueberries in 5 minutes.
And everything that makes them feel.
I want to own a house. I want to have a child. But this morning, I really wanted a coffee.
Because at the end of the day, money is always about more than your balance. Listen to and follow What We Spend, an Odyssey original podcast. Available now wherever you get your podcasts.
It's Talkin' Golf with Ann Liguori on The Fan. Sports Radio 101.9 FM and Sports Radio 66, WFAN and WFAN-FM, New York.
Well, welcome to Talkin' Golf with Ann Liguori on this Sunday morning, May 11th. Happy Mother's Day. What a gorgeous day. Mother's Day. What a gorgeous day to play some golf. Maybe you have a tea time to play with your mom. Wouldn't that be great? Either way, be sure to treat your mom special today and every day. Talking Golf with Ann Liguori is brought to you by Travelers Championship. See the PGA Tour's biggest names June 18th through the 22nd at TPC River Highlands. Visit TravelersChampionship.com for information. How we doing on this gorgeous day? I was able to play some golf this week. There was one or two beautiful days this past week. And, hey, I was happy with the way I was striking the ball. Had back-to-back birdies. Very thrilled about that. You know, a couple weeks ago, Gary Player gave me a great tip at his charity tourney in Florida. I talked about it last week. But he showed me how to whip my hips through my downswing. Get my hips through the ball. I was getting too armsy. And you know, one little tip just makes such a huge difference. I mean, that's a huge, huge thing. But you know, you get into bad habits a lot, right? I just can't get over how Gary Player was on the course all day long during his charity tournament, hitting balls on this par three for everybody who came through. Not just, you know, hitting a tee shot for everybody, but entertaining, telling stories, giving lessons, really giving his all to everyone who came through. What a treasure he is. I can't rave enough about Gary Player. Well, anyway, we have a show for you this morning. You will hear from Michelle Wee West, a name that has become synonymous with women's golf through the years. She is the host of the LPGA event taking place at Liberty National Golf Club in Jersey City, New Jersey, the Mizuho America's Open. And, you know, Mizuho has made such a huge commitment to women's golf. And you can see their signage, their brand presence all over the place. They announced last week that Mizuho has extended their title sponsorship of this tournament for another 5 years. And will actually increase the prize money as well. Well, good for them and for the pros that they're stepping up. And Mizuho is really committed to women's golf in a huge way. And Michelle Wee West has accomplished so many milestones. Starting as a teenager, even before that, becoming the youngest to qualify for an LPGA Tour event. Then she turned pro around her 16th birthday. And along the way of her career, she won the 2014 U.S. Open, five LPGA tournaments. And although she retired in 2023, you know, she stays busy, including being the host of the Mizuho America's Open. She's married to Johnny West, the son of NBA legend Jerry West. They have two kids, and we will visit with Michelle Wee West after the 7:20 break. And this event, the Mizuho America's Open, has the distinction of including 24 junior female players from the American Junior Golf Association. And all 24 AJGA players play alongside the pros during the weekend, which is just phenomenal. And as far as the pros go, Gino Tittakoon, the 22-year-old phenom from Thailand, she continues her incredible play. She shot a 7-under 65 yesterday at 14-under, 202. She set a new scoring record at this event. She has a one-shot lead over Celine Boutier and a two-shot lead over defending champion Nelly Korda and Andrea Lee. Now, Tittakoon sunk four birdies in her first six holes. She doubled the ninth, then birdied five on the back for that stunning 65. And in the first round, she shot an incredible 8-under 64. Just incredible play. Celine Boutier, she carded a 6-under 66 yesterday. She's one back. She birdied three of her last four holes yesterday. Nelly Korda, she carded three straight rounds of 4-under 68 this week. And yesterday, she actually started with a bogey, but then she settled in. She had birdies on 3, 8, 10, 14, and 17. And, you know, the players have had to deal with all kinds of weather this week. Just pouring rain on Friday, winds yesterday, got chilly on Friday as well. But today should be gorgeous for the final round. And the defending champion, Nelly Korda, she's looking for her first win of the season after last year's stellar season when she won seven titles. Nelly Korda, she's incredible. So, yeah, 56 players, the top 50 players in ties, made the cut after Friday's round at minus one. Some notable players who missed the cut, Rose Zhang, who won her very first pro tournament at the 2023 Mizuho America Open. She missed the cut. Brooke Henderson of Canada missed the cut. Yana Wilson, who actually won the AJGA division of this tournament in 2023. She played this year as a professional, but she missed the cut. Anyway, today, final round play begins this morning at 7:30. And then the final pairing, which is Gino Tittakoon, Celine Boutier, and AJGA player Alice Ziwi Zio, begin at 9:42 this morning. Nelly Korda, Andrea Lee, and AJGA player Aphrodite Dang of Short Hills, New Jersey, they start at 9:31. And you can watch it today from noon to 1 on NBC Digital and from 1 to 3 on CBS/Paramount+. The guys, the Truist Championship, being played at the Philadelphia Cricket Club, switching locations from Quail Hollow, which, of course, is hosting the PJ Championship this upcoming week. And the Truist Championship is the sixth of eight signature events on the PJ Tour, $20 million in prize money. And heading into this afternoon's final round, you have Sepp Straka and Shane Lowry. They are tied for the lead at 14-under. Three shots ahead of Justin Thomas and Keith Mitchell, four shots ahead of Hideki Matsuyama. Straka has had the 54-hole lead three times. He converted one of them to a win, and that was at the American Express earlier this year. He's looking for his fourth PGA Tour title. Shane Lowry is my pick. He has had the lead or had to share the lead for the fifth time. Overall, he converted one of those leads to winning the Open Championship in 2019 in Northern Ireland at Royal Portrush. And boy, am I excited that the Open Championship is going to be back at Royal Portrush this July, and I will be there. Anyway, Shane Lowry, he's been playing great this season, and he's looking for what would be his fourth win on tour. He's had three top 10 finishes and 10 starts this season. I just love watching him. He's such a great ball striker. He's really an artist with his irons. And this week, he's had a career-high 18 birdies through 54 holes. Justin Thomas continues to impress. You know, he won the RBC Heritage a couple weeks back. He's only three shots back after shooting a 4-under yesterday. And I thought Keith Mitchell was going to continue to shine. He was a 36-hole leader. He struggled a bit yesterday. He shot a plus 171. But he's tied with JT, only three shots back. And on Thursday, Keith Mitchell, he had a 61, his career low 18-hole score on tour. His only PJ Tour win was at the Cognizant Classic in 2019. But, you know, he's played well this season. He's had a lot of top 20 finishes. And Rory McIlroy, he's the defending champion. He carded a 1-under yesterday. He's 8-under for the tournament, six shots back. Well, this coming week is the PGA Championship, the second major on the men's calendar in Charlotte, North Carolina, at Quail Hollow. And, you know, first it was the Wachovia, then the Wells Fargo when they hosted the PGA Tour stop. They still do. And now it's the Truist Championship. And obviously the Truist Championship, that's why it's at Philadelphia Cricket Club this week. But I have not played Quail Hollow, but I know it's long. They lengthened it to over 7,600 yards. There are a lot of dog legs, so players have to shape their shots. I know the 14th is a drivable par 4. The 15th is a reachable par 5. And then they have that green mile, the final three holes. A par 4, a par 3, and a par 4, with water hazards guarding each green. And the rough is thick and high. But the PGA Tour players, as I mentioned, they're very familiar with Quail Hollow. I mean, Rory has won there four times. His first win on the PGA Tour was actually there in 2010. He's won it there in 2015, 2021, and last year. And, of course, he enters this PGA Championship with all the confidence and freedom in the world after winning the Masters and completing the career Grand Slam. So I would think he's the guy to beat. And then you have JT. He won one of his PGA Championship titles there in 2017. And his strokes gained putting has greatly improved. So obviously he could be a factor. Wyndham Clark, he won the Wells Fargo Championship there in 2023, but hasn't really been a factor this year. Of course, he won the U.S. Open in 2023. He won at Pebble Beach last year. But he only has one top 10 finish so far this year, Wyndham Clark. You got a bunch of LIV golfers playing in the PGA Championship. Bryson DeChambeau, who got his first win since the 2024 U.S. Open last week at LIV Golf Korea, taking home $4 million for the individual title. And his team, the Crushers, actually won the team title by nine shots over Brooks Koepka's team. So that's another $3 million for the team title. I have Brooks Koepka, winner of three PGA Championships, 2018, 2019, 2023. Haven't seen much of Brooks this year because he's playing LIV Golf. But, yeah, he did not make the cut at the Masters this year. We'll see how he plays. John Rahm, winner of the 2021 U.S. Open and the 2023 Masters Tournament. His highest finish at the PGA Championship is tied for fourth back in 2018. This year at the Masters, he finished tied for 45. You got Tyrell Hatton, you have Dustin Johnson, Phil Mickelson, Cameron Smith, Joaquin Niemann, Sergio Garcia, Patrick Reed. So you got a bunch of guys from LIV, who will be playing this week at the PGA Championship. And from the Met PGA, Andre Chi of Deepdale, Dylan Newman of Meadowbrook Golf Club, they will both be playing in the PGA Championship as part of that Corebridge financial team made up of PGA golf professionals who qualified at this year's PGA Professional Championship. And we're going to visit with Dylan Newman, who is the PGA Lead Assistant Golf Pro at Meadowbrook in Jericho, Long Island. I will play that interview after the 7:40 break, but we'll see how he's preparing for this major championship. It's actually his second PGA championship. I always love seeing how these club pros perform. So, anyway, coming up, I'll visit with one of the most popular figures in women's golf, Michelle Wee West, as I mentioned, the host of the Mizuho America's Open. But first, let me tell you that at the Travelers Championship, You don't just see the action, you feel it. All the excitement, all the players, all 4 days. With returning champions Scotty Scheffler, Rory McIlroy, Xander Schauffele, and other PGA Tour greats at nearby TPC River Highlands, it's the Northeast's only PGA Tour signature event this June 18th through the 22nd. For tickets and information, visit travelerschampionship.com.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You know how you always want to know about everyone else's money? On the podcast What We Spend, guests will, for 1 week, tell us everything they spend their money on.
My son slammed $6 worth of blueberries in 5 minutes.
And everything that makes them feel.
I want to own a house. I want to have a child. But this morning, I really wanted a coffee.
Because at the end of the day, money is always about more than your balance. Listen to and follow What We Spend, an Odyssey original podcast. Available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Get connected with WFAN to talk about your favorite teams. The Fan, always live on the free Odyssey app. It's Talkin' Golf with Ann Liguori on The Fan.
Welcome back to Talkin' Golf with Ann Liguori, and it is my pleasure to say hello to Michelle Wee West, host of the Mizuho America's Open, taking place at Liberty National in Jersey City, New Jersey, final round this afternoon. And Michelle Wee West won the 2014 U.S. Open, 5 LPGA Tour titles, and during her 14-year career on the LPGA Tour, she became one of the most popular figures in women's golf and continues to be. Welcome to Talking Golf, Michelle.
Thank you.
So good to see you. And what a week you have had promoting the Mizuho America's Open. What have been some of your highlights of the week?
You know, we started off the week with a bang, announcing a 5-year renewal. That's incredibly special, incredibly honoring to do that. You know, the work that we've done the first 3 years has been monumental. So the fact that we get to do it for 5 more years is so exciting.
And the fact that they renewed their title sponsorship, as you say, and will raise the 2026 purse to $3.25 million, which is actually one of the largest purses outside of a major tournament, right? That really speaks volumes for their commitment to women's golf.
Yes. They're going to continue to raise their purse as well, too. There's a commitment to that as well. So, it's amazing to partner with a company that believe so strongly in their own core values within their company. And you can also see that bleed out towards, you know, the sponsorship, the opportunity that they're doing, and everything that they're doing with this week. You can see the sense of pride that the company has, Mizuho has, their employees have, the players have for this week. And something to note, this is our third year. It's a very unique format. We have 24 of the top junior girls in the field, and it's a big week with mentoring and playing with the juniors on the weekend. So players don't have to play in this. This is not a forced thing for, you know, a top player, but year over year, now being the third year, our field is getting better and better. We're having all the top players in the world, and they are so excited to be part of that, to be a mentor, to be have an impact on the junior's life. And for me, I think that stands out the most, being the third year, It's just seeing the trend of players getting so excited. Obviously, the juniors, you know, being equally excited as well, too. It's a great opportunity for them. But just on the pro side, I think being a player so recently, I mean, for all of my life, that has made this event extremely special for me.
That mentorship opportunity is so special. And can you talk more about, so you have these American Junior Golf Association competitors, they're actually playing inside the ropes with the pros. And what an opportunity, not only for the juniors, but I would think the pros really enjoy that as well.
I think so too. I mean, you know, every single pro here was a junior golfer at one point. And we've all had, you know, monumental moments in our junior career that has brought us to become professionals. So we can all relate to the junior girls that are in the field, and we can all see a little bit of ourselves in them. And it's really cool to see the players lean in to becoming mentors. And it's really cool to see everyone interact out here.
I mean, you started your golf career at such an early age with so many milestones. What are some of their concerns? You can probably relate to perhaps what some of their concerns would be at this point.
Yeah, I mean, I think the tour is, you know, moving in a really great direction. You know, tournaments like Mizuho America's Open, sponsors like Mizuho, you know, their leadership in terms of sponsorship and how, you know, we run events. I think it's, you know, all doing the job of, you know, all tides rise. You know, we obviously, we take pride in being one of the landmark events on our schedule, but we also want to, you know, set trends and raise the bar and, you know, see all the tournaments, you know, succeed and see all the tournaments kind of rise. And it's been really cool to see in the short 3 years, the impact that we've made on, you know, even the rest of the tournaments on the schedule.
What kind of advice resonated with you when you were a teenager, and who perhaps was your mentor?
Yeah, I was very fortunate to have met Meg Mallon, and she was, you know, a big mentor of mine. Meg Mallon and Beth Daniel, and you know, she just encouraged me to follow my dream. You know, obviously, I was doing some crazy things when I was younger, but and this is, you know, my role model, and you know, you have your role models kind of encouraging you to do crazy things. It's a beautiful thing when that happens.
You know, it's funny because the Mizuho has been everywhere. I saw you were in the city hitting balls into, what was it? There was some kind of simulator going on. And then in West Hampton Beach, I went to a festival last weekend, and that simulator was there with Mizuho signage. And they're really all over the city too, in Grand Central Station, Penn Station. They've made a huge commitment to promote this LPGA event.
Yes. You know, we wrap the ferry as well, too. So the ferry goes back and forth New York City and Liberty National. And that exposure as well is amazing. They've made a really conscious effort of, you know, adding the players' images on the ferry. So not only are they branding the tournament, they're, you know, advertising the players as well, too, which is everything that they're about. They're about empowering women and helping the next future generation excel. And they really have leaned in, and, you know, it shows that they're not just speaking about it, they're proving it through their actions.
Michelle, the LPGA is in the process of selecting a new commissioner. And what would you say is the single biggest issue facing the LPGA these days?
You know, that's a really hard question to answer. You know, I think being a commissioner is an extremely difficult job. I think the landscape of women's sports is ever changing and ever evolving. You know, I have faith in our leadership that they can point out the issues that they see and see what can be better.
What do you think the LPGA needs to do to get more primetime coverage? Because I would think that's a huge issue as well.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's a chicken and the egg issue. I think there needs to be investment from both sides. And yeah, I mean, again, I'm going to lean into our leadership, our current and our new, and see what happens.
Nelly Korda had such an incredible season last year. We all looked to Nelly and to Rose Zhang and Jennifer Kupcho to pretty much carry the banner, right, of the LPGA Tour. You know what that pressure is like. How does one deal with that kind of pressure and those expectations?
You know, when you're in the moment, you're in the moment and you don't really think about big picture stuff. You're not, you know, living your life thinking every day, oh, wow, I have to carry the LPGA. You kind of just do. And you try to play well, provide great entertainment on the golf course, be a good person. And, you know, everyone that is the face of the LPGA right now, you know, they're doing an amazing job. They're all, you know, so young with so much expectations on their shoulders. But when you're in the moment, I mean, I can't speak for anyone but myself, but, you know, when I was in that moment, you don't really think about it.
And how tough is it to stay in the present? You always hear that that's such a huge part of golf and the mental aspect of the game, just staying in the present.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's just golf in itself. You can get so caught up in the big picture of, you know, your score or what's happening, where, you know, you really just have to put one foot in front of the other, take one shot at a time. And I think the smaller you can kind of break it down, the better. I think, you know, a lot of times we fall into the trap of thinking too big.
Let's get back to the mentorship scenario, because that's such a huge part of this tournament. And I know Yana Wilson, that now she's playing this week as a professional. How exciting is that?
Yeah, it's extremely exciting for us. That's exactly what we want, right? We want full circle moments. We want the juniors in our field to qualify for the tour, to play in our tournament. And to happen in such short 3 years is really amazing. It's really cool. You know, Yana being our inaugural champion, and now she's debuting in our professional field. It's really cool, but hopefully we'll see a lot more of that. You know, all I'm hearing this week is how good the juniors are, you know, that they are spectacular, and the support that we can continually give them. I'm just very excited to see what the future holds for them.
And what are your thoughts about how the level and the depth of competition just seems to be increasing all the time? From your standpoint, do you notice that, or just your thoughts about the depth of talent out there?
Yeah, I would say the depth on our tour right now is in immensely deep. And, you know, you're seeing a lot of really high quality, high pressure amateur tournaments now. You know, the ANWA, you know, our tournament, Nelly Korda's tournament last week. You're seeing a lot of these juniors put into a really high pressure situation from a young age. And, you know, I think that creates really tough athletes, really tough golfers. And, you know, obviously the collegiate scene as well too. There's so much talent within there, and they're getting fast tracked on tour with NIL. So I think the junior space for sure is evolving as well too.
Does that surprise you, or what do you think is the reason for this increase of the popularity in the women's game and the depth out there?
Yeah, I mean, I think you said it. I think it's the increasing popularity of women's games. So, you know, parents are taking it a lot more serious, a lot sooner. I think it's just how we're evolving with NIL. That landscape, the competition to get into college is a lot stronger. It's just a lot of different components for sure.
And they are starting at a very young age for sure, and continuing on with lessons and new technology. And I think there's so many reasons for this popularity, for especially for the women now. Getting back to the AJGA, can you talk about the format of them playing with these women? It changes over the weekend, correct?
Yes. So the juniors are, and the pros are playing in two concurrent fields on the weekend. On Thursday and Friday, we were not able to pair them together just because there's just too many people. There's 144 people in the field, and it's really difficult to mix them together. On the weekend, they will be paired with pros. So number one and number two on the pro leaderboard will be paired with the number one junior on their leaderboard. So, and that's significant because the juniors are not just playing with, you know, people that are barely making the cut, have no chance to, you know, have very little chance to win the tournament. They're paired with the pros and the final group, the groups that really matter, the groups that are going to come down to the stretch with the most amount of pressure. And they're going to be able to see that firsthand inside the ropes. And they're also going to be in the position to win a golf tournament too. So I think that is extremely significant.
So what has it meant for you to be a part of that aspect of the tournament and just to be a part of a company like Mizuho that is so committed to this game, the women's game?
Yeah, no, it's extremely special to me. I mean, obviously being a tournament host in itself is a bucket list item for me, but to be part of a tournament that's so special, that's so purpose-driven, is entirely the reason why of a lot of things. And to be partnered with a company like Mizuho, who is also very purpose-driven in what they do, and they're very conscious of that, it's a really fun experience.
So I know you're married to Johnny West, who works with the Golden State Warriors. I interviewed his father, Jerry, back in the day. You're a wife, you're a mom, you run these businesses, you travel a lot. Talk about juggling all that, Michelle, and that transition for you from your playing days.
Yeah, no, it's definitely a juggle. I have a very supportive partner who's obviously very busy at this time of the year as well, too. You know, so we have a great support system, and you know, that's exactly what I'm doing. We're just all juggling. We're just ham and egging it.
Do you still get to play at all?
I played in the pro-am this week, which was a lot of fun, but I don't really get to play too much anymore.
You don't miss it? The competition?
No, you know, it's fun being here. It kind of allows me to really connect back with the players, see my old friends, and, you know, feel like I'm back in the tournament mode. But yeah, I mean, I obviously miss the competition. I miss, you know, being out here, but it's a grind. It's a grind. And I'm very grateful for the experience that I had.
All righty. Well, that's Michelle Wee West, the host of the Mizuho America's Open. And as I mentioned earlier, Gino Titicone at 14 under after that incredible 7-under 65 yesterday. She leads Celine Boutier by one and Nelly Korda and Andrea Lee by two. And they will tee off Gino Titicone, Celine Boutier, and AJGA player Alice Ziwi Zio begin at 9:42. And then you have Nelly Korda, Andrea Lee, and AJGA player Aphrodite Dang of Short Hills, New Jersey. They will start at 9:31. We're going to shift gears a little bit. And coming up after the break, we'll get to know Dylan Newman, the assistant pro at Meadowbrook Club in Jericho, Long Island. He qualified to play in this week's PGA Championship. Is he nervous? How is he preparing? We'll find out after the break. But first, let me tell you that at the Travelers Championship, you don't just see the action, you feel it. All the excitement, all the players, all 4 days. With returning champion Scottie Scheffler, Rory McIlroy, Xander Schauffele, and other PGA Tour greats at nearby TPC River Highlands, it's the Northeast's only PGA Tour signature event this June 18th through the 22nd. For tickets and information, visit travelerschampionship.com.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You know how you always want to know about everyone else's money? On the podcast What We Spend, guests will, for 1 week, tell us everything they spend their money on.
My son slammed $6 worth of blueberries in 5 minutes.
And everything that makes them feel.
I want to own a house. I want to have a child. But this morning, I really wanted a coffee.
Because at the end of the day, money is always about more than your balance. Listen to and follow What We Spend, an Odyssey original podcast. Available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Catch all the play-by-play with Susan Waldman and Dave Sims on the home of Yankees radio, The Fan. It's Talking Golf with Ann Liguori on The Fan.
Welcome back to Talking Golf with Ann Liguori, and it is my pleasure to welcome in Dylan Newman, the PGA Lead Assistant Golf Pro at Meadowbrook Club in Jericho, New York. And Dylan qualified to play in his second PGA Championship. Congratulations, Dylan. Welcome to Talking Golf.
Yeah, thanks. Thanks for having me. Super stoked to be here, and couldn't be more excited to play in the PGA next week.
Well, tell us about your qualifying this time around, because you finished, what, in fifth place overall, and you get to go to another PGA Championship. That's such great news.
Yeah, yeah. Last week was, you know, I looked forward to the PGA Professional Championship every year. It's such a fun week. You know, it's the opportunities that it presents, and knowing that I have the game and the ability to move on to that next level, I look forward to it all year. But man, when you're playing in that golf tournament and you're playing against the 312 best PGA club professionals in the country, it's stressful. You know, there's a lot of moments of stress, and it's definitely not a walk in the park. You know, I qualified in 2022 to go to the PGA Championship at Southern Hills, and the following year, I thought it was kind of going to be like, oh, you know, no big deal. I'm probably we just got to keep our head down and we'll qualify for another one. And it's just not like that. It's hard. So, you know, I definitely got humbled a little bit the past couple of years. And going back to Port St. Lucie, I mean, I'm very familiar with the golf course. I play there all the time. I live down in Florida during the winter. So I compete at those golf courses all winter long. And I definitely felt comfortable, and it was good. It was nice to get through.
So tell us about the 2022 PGA Championship and how you think that will help you this time around at the PGA Championship.
Yeah, no, absolutely. For sure. Like, there's definitely experience to be had at every major event that you play in, really at every level. And part of why I've gotten to be, you know, really good at what I do is because I've played in so many golf tournaments over the years, and I just keep at it, you know, whether I play good or I don't play so good. I just keep pounding that hammer and trying to do better next time. So playing in the PGA in 2022 was a major experience for me. And I learned so much that week. And all I kept ever saying was, I just have to play on that stage again to learn. So I'm super excited to get out there next week and continue the learning process. It's a never ending learning experience. And I'm definitely going to use those experiences to my advantage.
So what did you learn that you can apply this week?
I learned that par is a great score. You know, you definitely don't have to be, you don't have to be a hero out there. Bogey sometimes is even okay. You know, just take your medicine and be smart. I'm not a bomber, so I'm not going to be like Rory McIlroy or Bryson DeChambeau, you know, bombing it down the golf course and just overpowering the course. So I've got to be super smart and leave the golf ball, you know, in places that, you know, you have to leave the golf ball in. You know, you can't put it in certain spots behind the green. You can't go over the green. You can't short side yourself, stuff like that. And, just got to keep reiterating it and keep, you know, being smart. I just got to be as smart as I possibly can out there. And, that's my game. So that's how, I'm going to have to go ahead and play that.
What do you know about Quail Hollow?
Not much. I've never been there, but I've been watching highlights over the past few nights. Rory McIlroy highlights, Justin highlights, Tiger Woods highlights. So I've seen the golf course a little bit on TV. I know it's going to be a big boy golf course. It's not going to be easy. It's going to be hard. But, you know, at the end of the day, it's just golf. And if I just keep playing my game, like I said, and keep hitting it well, then who knows?
So now, what are your responsibilities at Meadowbrook Club? I mean, do you have time to really practice and work on your game?
So Meadowbrook, I work for Matt Dobbins, who is also a very good player in his own right. He's played in, I think, 6 PGA championships and 1 U.S. Open as well. So he's a very good player, and he preaches good play. So I do get to practice at Meadowbrook. I mean, I wear a lot of hats there. That's definitely, I don't just play golf there. That is for sure. You know, I spend time in the pro shop. I teach a bunch there. We have a pretty robust tournament schedule at the club. So we're always running events. You know, just obviously what goes into the daily life of a golf pro, you know, meet and greet of members, and obviously the casual conversation here and there on the putting green and stuff like that. But I do, it's a relatively quiet place. I do get to practice a decent amount, and the facility is amazing. If you talk to anybody who's been there, they will tell you it's probably one of the most underrated, you know, facilities in Long Island, maybe even beyond. It's great. I get to practice and spend a lot of time on the golf course and stuff like that. I also play with the members, so I get my fair share of golfing.
I love it. I remember going there when they hosted the senior event.
Yeah.
It was way before your time.
Yeah.
But look, you're 33 years old, born in New Rochelle, went to Iona University. Now you're working at one of the premier clubs on Long Island, Meadowbrook. You're a New York kind of guy.
Yeah, I am. I am definitely local for sure. I mean, I moved over to the bridge to Long Island, but definitely close by. So,
how old were you when you started playing, and who influenced you in the game?
I started when I was a little kid. My dad and I picked it up together. Actually, he did not. He wasn't the reason. It was my grandfather who wanted to go to the driving range, and I wanted to go with him. So we all went as a group and started playing golf. I don't know. I was like 3 years old when I went to the range that time, and then came home and my dad got wiffle balls, so I would just kind of beat balls back and forth in the backyard like every kid does, and just kind of fell in love with it.
So can you perhaps take some inspiration from Michael Block? You remember, I mean, the club professional from California. He finished in a tie for 15 at the 2023 PGA Championship, and he continues to qualify for the PGA Championship. But boy, that 2023 championship changed his life.
It did. He just, I just was able to spend some time with him last week in Florida. So he is definitely an inspiration for all of us club pros, golf professionals, and I mean, he's great. You know, I've become friendly with him. I've become friends with him over the years because I've played in the PNC now. This was, I think it was my fourth PGA professional championship. So I see him, you know, at the top of the leaderboard almost every year. And you know, at the PGA, I qualified in 2022. He was there as well. So, he knows a lot. And there's a lot of good information. He's also very good friends with my boss, Matt Dobbins. So I've had a few convos with him, and who knows? You know, like he showed us that it can be done. I mean, it's just golf at the end of the day. So just got to go play good.
Age is no concept with many of you golfers.
Yeah. Just got to stay healthy. That's all.
That's right. So do you play and teach down in Florida in the off season, or?
So I don't teach down there. I do go down to Florida for the winter for like 5 to 5.5 months. Really like 5 months. This year I went down early November and just got back up early April. Then obviously went back down last week for the PBC. But I don't teach, but I do play. I compete a lot down there at the same golf course that we just played at last week. There's a whole winter series for PGA club professionals. And keeps us busy. There's some decent money to be won out there, and just something to do for the winter. It's good for us. It's really good. I love going down there and doing that.
Well, it's good that you can play during the winter because that's crucial, I would think. Yeah. What are your strengths and weaknesses at this point?
Strengths and weaknesses. Well, I would have to say my head has gotten to be stronger and stronger over the years. I used to, I don't want to say give up easily, but, I didn't play smart golf as I should be playing. And I think I've become better at that. I also am able to give up bad shots a lot better now, where in the past I kind of took them a little longer than I should have and dragged them out and it just compounded and kept going. So my head's definitely improved. You know, as for my game, I've worked very hard. You know, I always work hard. I spend time in the gym. I spend time, you know, practicing, and I spend a lot of time with members on the golf courses and obviously in tournaments. And I've learned a lot. I've felt very comfortable with my game. You know, but just like everybody, some days you have it, some days you don't, and some days certain things are really good, and some days certain things are just a little off. So, you know, it's just golf at the end of the day.
But it's good to know that your mental game is improving, because so much of golf is mental, for sure.
No doubt, yeah.
Now, you have quite a winning resume in the Met section. Just tell my audience all these events that you've won and all these awards that you've garnered through the years.
Yeah, I've been, like I said, I grew up here, so I've played in a lot of section events. I've played in New York State Opens, I've played in Met Opens, I've played in now all of, you know, the section PGA tournaments that we have. I've gotten to play a lot of those, and we have a great section, a lot of great competitive players. So I was fortunate enough to win the Assistance Championship twice. I've won our section PGA Championship twice the past 2 years in a row. I've won, the big one though was definitely the Met Open. I won the Met Open in 2023. And that was definitely by far my biggest achievement outside of competing, you know, in a major.
Remind me where it was in 2023.
So the Met Open was at Arcola.
Oh yeah, that's right. I love that. What a great golf course.
The place is unbelievable. It played hard. It was not easy.
Yeah.
That's our premier event of the year for sure. I mean, actually, so real quick, fun fact, Met Open is hosting our Met Open this year. Or I'm sorry, Meadowbrook is hosting our Met Open this year.
Ah.
So I won in 2023. I don't ever have to qualify again, thankfully, because it's not an easy tournament to qualify for. And we are hosting at Meadowbrook. So,
what are the dates for that, Dylan?
That is August 19th to 21st, I believe.
Awesome. And you know that course inside and out.
I know the golf course. Yes, I'm definitely. We've lengthened it a little bit, made it a little bit longer, a little bit tougher. So it's gonna be hard.
And it's so great that your wife, Carly, is also a PGA pro, and she's on the board of directors for Met PGA. That's wonderful.
Yeah. Yeah. She's been super supportive of me, and I don't think I'd be where I'm at right now without her, you know, and I do mean that honestly. She's like super, she's so positive. The most positive person anyone knows. And everyone at her club, she works at Century in Purchase. Everyone at her club loves her. And, you know, she teaches a bunch. Everybody wants to take lessons with her and talk to her and be around her. And she has a pretty infectious personality. And it's been really helpful for me. She's been my rock. And, you know, through all the good and the bad, she's maintained, you know, her even keel self. And it's been a lot of fun for the two of us.
Isn't that great? How long have you been married?
We got married in September 2022. So
a couple years.
Almost 3 years. Yeah. Yeah.
And you met where?
So we met in Port St. Lucie at PGA level one seminar. So to become PGA members, this is like a super like nerdy story, but to become PGA professionals, you have to either go through the PGM program, which is professional golf management in college, or your apprenticeship program after college, because neither one of us went to school for golf management. And we just happened to sign up for the level one seminar. There's three seminars to become, you know, a PGA member. And we just happened to meet at the level one seminar. And, you know, we kind of hit it off. We became friends. I mean, she was, you know, I don't think either one of us were really thinking that way at the time, but we ended up going back to level two and level three together, and got real close, and then got married in 2022. So pretty
and
wild.
You never have to look for a golf partner.
That is for sure. Although she doesn't like playing golf with me that much, so you know, I still got to look.
I think that's great. I just love hearing those stories. Well, you're going to be playing in the PGA Championship. Are you going to seek out any of the superstars? I mean, Rory has won there four times. He's trying to win his second straight major championship. I mean, Scottie Scheffler's just playing lights out after his incredible domination last week.
Yeah.
Who are you going to seek out, if anybody?
I don't know. You know, I really don't know. I'm just going to go and see how things kind of pan out. I would love to play with either one of them, you know, because obviously the two of them have super, you know, so much knowledge and so much. They're the best players in the world. And Rory is on a heater. I mean, you know, I would not be surprised if he has a great week next week as well. But yeah, I don't know. I mean, we'll see how it goes. In my first PGA, you know, I kind of hung around on the tee and I got into a couple good games, and we'll probably end up doing the same thing this week.
Well, I wish you all the best. We're very proud of you, and we're going to be following you down in Charlotte at Quail Hollow, and boy, continued success, Dylan. That's... No matter how you do this week, you're loved here in New York, and we're rooting for you, and you're going to have a blast. So congratulations for qualifying, and just have fun.
All right. Well, thanks so much. Yeah, thanks for having me. And like I said, I'm pumped. It's gonna be a lot of fun.
Dylan Newman, thanks for being on Talking Golf.
Thank you.
All righty. My thanks to Dylan Newman, to Michelle Wee West, to Ryan Boschner in the studio, and to you for listening. Talking Golf with Ann Liguori is brought to you by Travelers Championship. See the PGA Tour's biggest names June 18th through the 22nd at TPC River Highlands. Visit TravelersChampionship.com for information. Have a great rest of the day. Happy Mother's Day. Mark Malusis is up next, and I look forward to being with you next Sunday morning right here on Talking Golf with Ann Liguori.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You know how you always want to know about everyone else's money? On the podcast What We Spend, guests will, for 1 week, tell us everything they spend their money on.
My son slammed $6 worth of blueberries in 5 minutes.
And everything that makes them feel.
I want to own a house. I want to have a child. But this morning, I really wanted a coffee.
Because at the end of the day, money is always about more than your balance. Listen to and follow What We Spend, an Odyssey original podcast. Available now wherever you get your podcasts.